the Dow, down, the S&P 500, down, and the NASDAQ, down. What a record for 2008. But it's not as bad as the Detroit Lions' unprecedented 0-16 run this season. There are actually some big winners this year, but not many. Out of the S&P 500, 478 are closing the year in the red, while just 22 stocks will end 2008 in the black. Believe it or not, the top two performers in the S&P 500 are consumer-related stocks. Nope, not Walmart, not McDonald's. They've had good years, though. The winners are Family Dollar, no surprise there, and U.S. Tobacco. Now, with the index down roughly 39% from the beginning of the year, it is headed for its worst annual performance since the S&P made its debut in 1957. But discount retailer Family Dollar is on track to be the top performer this year. As of Tuesday, the stock was up more than 32%. And giving credence to the theory that vices are recession-proof, shares of UST, the maker of smokeless tobacco products like Copenhagen and Skoll, as well as wine, are up more than 26% this year, putting it squarely in the second slot. Now, to be sure, UST had a bit of help this year. See the big spike on this chart? That's when Altria Group announced its agreement to acquire UST for nearly $70 a share. But the strength of these two companies in the midst of a recession, well, it's nothing new. We saw something similar when the market tanked last. Peak to trough from August 2000 to September of 2002, the S&P 500 tumbled some 46%. But during that time, Family Dollar's stock spiked 49%, and shares of UST shot up more than 30%. So what's your bet for the best and, of course, the worst performers of 2009? Let us know. Chime in right here on our Talkback segment on CNNMoney.com. Have a great new year.